stage company owner walking around Melbourne with broken arms. So they've really come to the party, and I think everybody who comes will love the show.
Hi, Chris from B Magazine. Just good to see you guys back in Australia. It's about time. Just want to say, when did you first realise that your life or even your lifestyle is going to change due to the success of Slippery and Wet?
Slippery pretty much changed things.
Where were you and, when did you realise it?
Boise, Idaho.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Sioh Falls, South Dakota, yes. That's when the record went to number one.
No more Holiday Inns.
That's right.
Right, we were in a Holiday Inn.
No more Holiday Inn.
No more buses. Got our own room. Things changed.
I love the guy.
I'll have the grilled cheese.
We had grilled cheese.
The new phone books here.
We stepped up.
And to Richie, I know you're going to do another version of your soul album.
Yes. It's
going to be two new songs? Can we hear
two or three?
Yeah.
Two or three, whatever, depending on what I have time for, you know. This is kind of a makeshift thing for me to keep myself occupied, like I don't have enough to do. But, you know, it's important, I think, to, as an artist, to, you know, explore yourself individually, too. So it just kind of came out of it, you know. While John was doing his movie, I had started to write some stuff for Bon Jovi, and some stuff came out for me, and, you know, so I just decided to record it.
Jimmy, this is a question for you.